a fixed salary, a detailed procedures manual, and a working environment that rewards dealers who know the rules and follow them. Norwegian Cruise Line is one of the larger players in the cruise industry, the fourth largest cruise line in the world by passengers carried, and operates under the Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings NCLH umbrella alongside Oceania Cruises and Regent Seven Seas Cruises. NCLH is a publicly traded company on the NYSE, which places it in a different ownership category from family-owned operators like MSC. The three brands operate independently in terms of product and market positioning, but share the same corporate parent and infrastructure. This article focuses on Norwegian Cruise Line itself. The casino operation on NCL ships runs on a model that differs from Carnival in several ways, and understanding those differences before you apply avoids surprises once you are on board. The fleet. NCL currently operates 21 ships with more on order. Norwegian Luna joined the fleet in March 2026 as the second Prima Plus class vessel, following Norwegian Aqua, April 2025. The fleet spans a wide range in size and character, from older, smaller ships built in the late 1990s and early 2000s to modern mega vessels carrying close to 4,000 passengers. Prima Plus class, newest. Norwegian Luna, 2026, approximately 3,840 passengers, approximately 172,000 GT. Norwegian Aqua, 2025, approximately 3,571 passengers, approximately 156,300 GT. Prima Class. Norwegian Viva, 2023, approximately 3,215 passengers, approximately 142,500 GT. Norwegian Prima, 2022, approximately 3,099 passengers, approximately 142,500 GT. Breakaway Plus Class. Norwegian Encore, 2019, approximately 3,998 passengers, approximately 169,116 GT. Norwegian Bliss, 2018, approximately 4,002 passengers, approximately 168,028 GT. Norwegian Joy, 2017, approximately 3,776 passengers, approximately 167,725 GT. Breakaway Class. Norwegian Escape, 2015, approximately 4,218 passengers, approximately 164,600 GT. Norwegian Getaway, 2014, approximately 3,963 passengers, approximately 145,655 GT. Norwegian Breakaway, 2013, approximately 3,963 passengers, approximately 145,655 GT. Epic Class. Norwegian Epic, 2010, approximately 4,100 passengers, approximately 155,873 GT. Jewel Class. Norwegian Jewel, 2005, approximately 2,376 passengers, approximately 93,502 GT. Norwegian Jade, 2006, approximately 2,402 passengers, approximately 93,558 GT. Norwegian Pearl, 2006, approximately 2,394 passengers, approximately 93,530 GT. Norwegian Gem, 2007, approximately 2,394 passengers, approximately 93,530 GT. Dawn Class. Norwegian Dawn, 2002, approximately 2,340 passengers, approximately 92,250 GT. Norwegian Star, 2001, approximately 2,240 passengers, approximately 91,740 GT. Sun Class. Norwegian Sunday, 2001, approximately 1,936 passengers, approximately 78,309 GT. Norwegian Sky, 1999, approximately 1,936 passengers, approximately 77,104 GT. Standalone vessels. Norwegian Spirit, 1998, approximately 2,018 passengers, approximately 75,904 GT, originally built for Star Cruises as Superstar Leo. Pride of America, 2005, approximately 2,186 passengers, approximately 81,000 GT, the only U.S.-flagged cruise ship in the world, dedicated year-round to Hawaii. Several additional ships are on order through 2028, including two further Prima Plus vessels, and a new class of megaships with projected gross tonnage of around 200,000 GT expected from 2030 onward. Casino pay structure, fixed salary, no tips. The biggest structural difference between NCL and Carnival from a casino crew perspective is the pay model. NCL dealers work on a fixed salary. There are no tips, and there is no tip pool. What you are quoted as your monthly salary is what you receive, regardless of which ship you are on, which itinerary it runs, or how generous the passengers happen to be. This model has clear trade-offs in both directions. The advantage is predictability. You know exactly what you will earn across your contract, and there is no variance based on passenger, demographics, or route. The disadvantage is that there is no upside. A dealer on a Carnival ship running a busy Caribbean itinerary with heavy gratuity income will typically out-earn their NCL counterpart in a strong month. On a quieter route, the NCL fixed salary may compare better. The math depends on the ship and itinerary you would be assigned to, which makes direct comparison difficult in the abstract. Contract length on NCL is typically around 8 months, though the exact duration should be confirmed with your agent or directly with NCL at the point of application, as this can vary. Cabin arrangements. NCL dealers typically share a cabin with multiple roommates rather than the two-person arrangements that some other lines offer. The exact configuration depends on the ship and the current crew allocation, but multi-bunk shared cabins are the standard rather than the exception for casino dealers. Couples are generally not prioritized in cabin assignments. If you are applying with a partner, the expectation should be that you will be housed separately, and shared cabin arrangements should not be assumed. This is worth understanding before committing to a contract, particularly if living conditions on board are a major factor in your decision. Guest areas. NCL dealers are generally not permitted access to guest areas of the ship without a valid reason. This includes guest gyms, pools, and the buffet. The division between crew and guest spaces is more strictly maintained than on some other lines. This is a practical quality of life consideration that affects the day-to-day experience of working on an NCL ship, and it is worth factoring in alongside the compensation structure when comparing NCL to other employers. Some crew members find the restricted access straightforward to adapt to. Others find it more limiting, particularly on longer contracts. Port duties. Occasional duties during port calls are part of the NCL casino contract. These are not constant. They do not occur at every port, but they are a known part of the role rather than an exceptional circumstance. The nature and frequency of port duties vary by ship and by operational requirements. In practice, most crew find the impact manageable once they are on board, but going in with accurate expectations is better than being caught off guard. Surveillance and procedures. NCL casinos are monitored by surveillance. The level of procedural compliance expected during standard table game operation is high, and the surveillance function takes its role seriously. One practical nuance worth knowing: not all surveillance staff have direct casino dealing or pit management experience. This creates occasional situations where a procedure flag is raised on a dealer who is experienced and was operating within their competence, but in a way that looked irregular to someone without deep dealing background. The resolution in these cases typically comes through the pit supervisor, and the situations are generally manageable, but knowing this dynamic exists helps you handle it calmly rather than being caught off guard. The area where procedures are applied most strictly is during count, casino opening, and casino closing. These are the periods where cash and chips are handled in the largest quantities, and the procedural requirements during these windows are non-negotiable. This is not bureaucratic excess. It is real protection for both the dealer and the casino if anything is ever questioned. Following these procedures exactly and consistently is the single most effective thing you can do to protect yourself throughout a contract. The casino manual on NCL is clear, detailed, and extensive. This is a real asset, not a burden. Once you know the procedures and apply them consistently, you become, as the saying goes in the industry, bulletproof. The manual removes ambiguity. When the procedures are followed, there is very little room for disputes about what should or should not have happened at the table or the cash desk. Applying to NCL. The recommended route is to apply directly through NCL's website rather than through an agency. The direct application gives you access to an online interview process, which is the right moment to ask every question you have about the contract: pay structure, cabin arrangements, port duties, contract length, ship assignments, or anything else that matters to your decision. Prepare a list of questions before the interview. The interview is your best opportunity to get clear, direct answers from the company itself, rather than relying on secondhand information. The specifics of NCL contracts, particularly around contract length and exact compensation, can vary, and the HR or recruitment team is the right source for current, authoritative information. How NCL compares. NCL sits in a particular position within the cruise casino employment landscape. The fixed salary model, the multi-roommate cabin arrangements, the restricted guest area access, and the longer contracts differentiate it from lines like Carnival, which operates on tips, generally offers more open cabin arrangements for couples, and structures its employment differently. Neither model is better in the abstract. They reflect different priorities and suit different types of casino professionals. The fixed salary appeals to those who value financial predictability and prefer not to depend on variable gratuity income. The detailed procedures manual and active surveillance environment suit those who have internalized procedural discipline and feel confident applying it consistently. The longer contracts suit those who adapt well to extended periods at sea and are not seeking employment that accommodates a shore-based personal life. Understanding which of those descriptions fits you is the more useful question than asking whether NCL is a good or bad employer in the abstract. For the right person with the right priorities, it is a stable, professionally structured option with a large and varied fleet. The manual protects you. The salary is what it is. The cabins are shared. Go in knowing all three, and NCL becomes a straightforward decision rather than a complicated one.